Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Chris and this is episode 29 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thank you again for joining me. It's a beautiful fall day here, and in this episode I want to talk about some of the specifics of the economy. Because look, I mean, this is mid-November 2021, and I think we're all pretty well aware of how screwed up the economy is. And I want to talk about five very specific things that the Democrats have done to destroy the economy, to screw up the economy. Now, some of these things aren't, the Republicans aren't completely off the hook, but the Democrats are really, these are policies that the Democrats embrace. So there's five big ones that I want to talk about. Number one is COVID lockdowns and COVID restrictions that the Democrats just can't get enough of. Okay, no, that's number one. Number two, paying people to stay home and not work. Okay, really dumb idea. Now, I know that these first two things were the Republicans were somewhat on board with these things at the beginning. You know, Trump at the beginning agreed to some of these steps, these emergency measures, but he understood that this was a very dangerous road we're going down and it needs to be short-lived. These policies need, he understood, a lot of us, people like myself, we understood that these policies needed to be temporary, very temporary, because this was very, you know, I told everybody I knew that this stuff is going to cause problems that you haven't thought of yet. And that's exactly where we are. We're in a country full of problems, a whole world full of problems now. That brings us really to number three, which is massive government spending. Just gigantic government spending, huge amounts of government spending, like we've never seen before. Not even in World War II have we seen this kind of spending. It's unbelievable all around the world. It's incredible. Deficits skyrocketing, inflation skyrocketing. You know, people, number four is the war on fossil fuels. And that's a big one that a lot of people aren't really thinking about as much as they should. And number five is the vaccine mandates that the Democrats just love, just absolutely love. The vaccines are the only way to fight COVID, and if you disagree with them, you must be canceled and destroyed and run out of society. It's ridiculous. I mean, they're such close-minded central planners. You know, they believe in the central plan, one plan from on high, and we must all follow that plan. And anybody who dares to deviate from the plan is a traitor, is horrible. They're communists. The Democrats are communists, and they are destroying our civilization. That's what they're going to do. That's what they are doing. They're in the process of doing that. So let's go back to those five. Okay, first of all, the COVID shutdowns and lockdowns. I think this is generally because Democrats don't understand the economy. They don't appreciate it at all. They have absolutely no appreciation for what the economy is. They think the economy is just greedy people going out and trying to earn money. That's all. That's all it is. They have no idea that the economy is everything. Is the production of goods and services all around us. Everything that we buy, that we need, that we eat, everything we do, everything is part of the economy. It is life itself. It is civilization itself. That is the economy. But Democrats don't care about any of that. They don't care about anything except COVID. Nope, COVID, it's the only thing that matters. You know, your friends, seeing your family, seeing loved ones, getting any kind of entertainment, getting any kind of exercise, going outside, the satisfaction of working, none of that matters. Nothing matters except COVID. That's how Democrats think to this day. That's how Democrats think. They are so myopic. They're so narrow-minded. And it's destructive, incredibly destructive. You know, Trump said at the very beginning, we have to make sure that the cure is not worse than the disease. And if you destroy civilization to fight this disease, then what's the point? What's the point of fighting a disease if you're going to destroy civilization to do it? It's insane. The supply chain problems, you know, are all of these problems are contributing to the supply chain problems. You know, the shutting down the economy, shutting down the production of goods and services all the stuff we need and we want. And now, a year and a half later, we don't seem to have all the stuff we want and need. Well, that's because we shut down the production of all that stuff. You idiots. Democrats are just so stupid. They don't even understand that. They're so dumb. Paying people not to work. So you're paying people to just stay home and not work and not make things. So guess what? There's fewer things because people aren't making things. They're staying home with the checks that you give them. But Democrats are communists. They're Marxists. They think that anybody who is trying to earn money is greedy and selfish. Remember the word selfish. They still use that word, selfish. Oh, anybody who wants to open up the economy must be selfish. Anybody who wants life to get back to normal must be selfish. They love to use that word, selfish. So they basically, you know, they want to, and number three is the spending all the money. It's all part of the same stuff. All of this spending money. Look at the infrastructure bill. You know, infrastructure is one of those things that we actually pay money for. It's one of the reasons we pay taxes, because it's hard for you and I to work together and build a road or something like that. But so we, you know, okay, we'll pay some taxes, we'll pool our money together, and we'll use that pool of money to build a road or a bridge or a sewer system or something like that. But so much of this stuff in the infrastructure bill is just hiring government employees, just paying government, just hiring a bunch of people to study something, or, you know, to study climate change or trees or parking and traffic and all this stuff. Millions and millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars go into that. Only about 10% of it is actually like roads and bridges, sewer systems, stuff like that. So, this whole idea of spending money, the government has to spend lots of money. You know, Democrats don't understand that every single dime that the government spends must first be taken away from somebody else. And so we are denied what those people would have done with the money, what the American people would have done with that money. We'll never know, because now we're following, all we know is what the government is going to do with that money. And guess what? A lot of that money is just going to stay in the government. They're just going to keep it and pay themselves and hire more of themselves. So the war on fossil fuels, huge part of this, look, they're making energy more expensive, and they're doing it on purpose. This isn't a mistake. They're doing it on purpose, shutting down pipelines, shutting down, you know, trying to destroy the oil and gas industry. They're doing it because of climate change. They have this messianic fantasy that they're going to save the world from climate change. And let's face it, they're not going to stop the Earth's climate from changing. And the damage they are going to do is going to be catastrophic. Absolutely catastrophic damage that they're going to do in this. They're tilting at windmills. You know, they're Don Quixote. It's really, and you know, you are the windmill, essentially, you know, and it's really horribly destructive. You know, they have no plan for replacing all of the energy that they want to destroy and eliminate. So we're just going to have to do with less energy. And guess what? Everything you do requires energy. So that just means that everything, you are just, and me and every, all of us, humanity, we're just all gonna have to do less. That's it, we're just gonna have to do less. And that's what they want. They want us to do less. Because they hate humans. They're anti-human. They're anti-civilization. They are purposefully creating a artificially scarce, they're creating scarcity on purpose. Energy will be scarce, and they are doing that on purpose. And the vaccine mandates. Look, there are people who are looking for a job, who can't get a job, who just got fired because they're not vaccinated, because they don't want to get vaccinated, because we don't really know yet if these vaccines are really actually safe over the long term. We don't. They've only been around for a year, not even a year have these vaccines been around. It's immoral to require somebody to get a vaccine when you don't even know if this vaccine is safe, is really actually safe over the long term. So you've got people who are unemployed, who can't find work, who just got fired, or who have to change their entire career. You know, and that is destructive to the economy. All of this is destroying our economy, our civilization. You know, the economy is civilization. You know, whether or not you have free time to go mountain biking or whatever you are, to spend time with your kids, that depends on how efficiently you are able to get food, or, you know, get put a roof over your head, or put clothes on your back, you know. And the economy is how we do all that stuff. So everything depends on the economy. And the Democrats are purposefully wrecking it because they want to recreate it. They want to rebuild it in their image, in their centrally planned image. You know, they are central planners. And you know, there's a sixth thing that the Democrats were all in favor of, was in 2020, it was the rioting. The rioting, the looting, the burning of cities and small businesses all over America, they were all in favor of that. Totally in favor of that. Totally, you know, the Democrats were 100% on board with that. And talk about destruction, talk about destroying society, destroying civilization. It's a great example right there. A perfect example of how Democrats are destroying our society. Because they ultimately believe that, you know, if you have a business, you're an oppressor. You're obviously oppressing somebody if you own a business. Oh, you don't want your business burned down? Well, too bad, Mr. Oppressor, Mr. Capitalist Oppressor. You know, you could say, well, a lot of these small businesses were minority owned. You know, a lot of these small businesses are dead and they're gone forever. Democrats don't care. They don't care. Don't think for one second that the Democrats care about small businesses. You know, I can go into that whole, the whole thing about, you know, how regulation, big government regulation just makes it harder for small businesses to compete with big corporations. But that's a whole other episode. But yeah, Democrats are destroying our civilization. They're communists. Communism destroys civilization, and the Democrats are leading us towards poverty, misery, and mass death. Seriously, this is not a joke. This isn't hyperbole. This is how it happens. And we're watching it happen sort of in slow motion here. This is what, you know, the Democrats are creating inflation. I didn't talk about that. I mean, that was the whole point of this podcast, really. I forgot all about it until just now. But yes, inflation is, all of this stuff is, all the money printing, all the spending, all the war on fossil fuels driving prices of everything up. That's the price increases, and that limits the amount of goods and services that you have access to, that you can afford. That's what standard of living is. Your standard of living is the quantity, quality, and variety of goods and services that you are capable of buying. And so if you, and leisure time is a part of that. So as prices of everything go up, your standard of living is going to go down. It is going down. It's dropping right now. And you know it. And I know it. We all know it. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They are destroying our standard of living. And they're not done. And they won't stop. They will never stop because they're fanatics. They believe they're right. They believe you are stupid. You are a peasant. You and me, we're stupid peasants. We should just shut up and do what they say. So anyway, that's episode 29, the short version. I did a longer take, and it was just too long. But so that's episode 29. Thanks for listening or watching. And if you like this podcast, go to Podbean or iTunes, give me a good rating on there, and I will see you on episode 30. All right, bye-bye.